The dog was sleeping behind Jesse's desk. When Jen came into Jesse's office at 5:20, the dog raised his head and growled at her. Jen stopped short. "I know you've gone out with some dogs since we broke up," Jen said, "but right in the office?" "His name's Deputy," Jesse said. "His?" "We're just friends," Jesse said. "Well, can you leave your friend long enough to go to dinner with me?" "I feel like I ought to bring him," Jesse said. "For God's sake," Jen said, "don't you have a dog officer in this town?" "Yeah, Bob Valeni, part-time guy." "Well, call him up. Have him take the dog to the kennel or the pound or whatever you call it." "He howls when I leave him," Jesse said. Jen squatted in front of the dog. Given how tight Jen wore her pants, Jesse thought it was no small thing. But she did it easily, though it made her pants pull tighter over the curve of her butt. "Does he bite?" "I don't know," Jesse said. "He's only been here a couple of hours." Jen put her hand out. Women, Jesse thought, squat much more gracefully than men. "Clench your fist," Jesse said. "It makes it harder for him to bite your hand." "Jesus," Jen said and jerked her hand back. The dog kept his head up, looking at her. She made a fist and put it toward the dog's nose very carefully. The dog sniffed at her fist carefully and thumped the floor with his tail a couple of times. "I think he likes me," Jen said. "Probably," Jesse said. "If we take him with us, won't he howl when we leave him in the car?" "We could eat in the car," Jesse said. Jen stared at him. Finally, she said, "Jesse, haven't you killed several people?" Jesse nodded. "And yet you can't leave a stray dog to have dinner with your ex-wife, who I guess still loves you and whom I believe you still love, for fear that the dog will be unhappy?" Jesse nodded. "What would we eat in the car?" Jen said. "Pizza?" "Split three ways," Jen said. "I guess." "And maybe a six-pack?" "Sure," Jesse said. "Glad I dressed up," Jen said. Jesse stood. The dog stood as soon as Jesse did. "We're glad too," Jesse said. In Jesse's car, the dog sat in the back seat, and in the parking lot of Paradise Pizza, the dog rested his head on the back of Jen's seat while Jesse and Jen ate pizza with green peppers and mushrooms and drank beer from the can. "Can I give him my pizza crust?" Jen said. "I think he likes those," Jesse said. Jen offered a crust to the dog. He ate it and swallowed and waited. Jesse opened a second can of beer. "This is the last one. For God's sake, don't get drunk in front of her," he thought. "How are you?" Jesse said. "I'm fine, Jesse. I watch you do the weather almost every night." "Good." "Do you actually know what a low-pressure system is?" he said. Jen smiled. She gave the dog another crust. "No, but I'm getting very good at pretending I'm pointing at a real weather map." "Behind the scenes," Jesse said, "showbiz just isn't pretty." "No." "You still dating the anchor man?" Jen smiled. "No, I hate to date people cuter than I am." Jesse sipped a little beer. "Easy," he thought. "Easy does it." He spoke as casually as he could. "So, who are you dating these days?" "You, for one," Jen said. "And?" "Others," Jen said. "Like who?" "Like guys," Jen said. "Why do you need to ask? What's the point?" "I don't know. It's just the kind of question that pushes me away," Jen said. He thought of saying that it was, probably, however, distorted a form of love, but he didn't. It would only make them argue. "It's the kind of possessive question that drove me away in the first place," Jen said. "When we were married, it was probably more appropriate," Jesse said. Jen was silent. Then he could see a little of the tension go out of her shoulders. "Yes," she said, "it probably was." His beer was gone. Jesse didn't even recall drinking it. He felt swollen with sadness and desire. He opened a third can. Jen patted his right thigh. "We're still here," Jen said. From the back seat, the dog nosed the back of Jen's neck, looking for another crust. "We are," Jesse said.